Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I just read that a long time ago somewhere.
In high school, you're like, please don't wear socks.
It helps with girls get, yeah, I guess.
Wearing socks.
His hand on your neck, whatever, you just say, yeah, you pull that hand down, you know, like, move it, you know, gently guide
it. Put it over your heart.
Hello, hello, friends. Welcome back to Acting My Age podcast with me, Rohini Lise. Happy fucking Wednesday. We have... Oh, a spicy episode, you guys. It is the Sex Talk You Never Had, part 5, joined by two men and a woman. We have two couples, basically, Sage and I, and our besties, Emma and Stetson.
Hey, hello. Guys, what's up?
Howdy.
Howdy.
Hey, how's it going?
we're all sharing two mics, so it might be a little interesting at times, but... basically this happened because Emma and I did the last Sex Talk You Never Had last time, part 4. And then I guess Stetson listened to it and was like, you know, this is what I would have said. Here's my take on it.
And he was critiquing us the whole episode.
Yeah. So Emma was like, you know what? You should just do it. And so I just roped Sage into it and here we are.
Yay.
All right. Yeah. Let's jump in.
We've had... 2 drinks and now some wine, which is just kind of necessary for these episodes. I feel like it's hard to just go from like talking about life to then straight into like penis vagina. Yeah. But hey,
I think the boys are a little nervous. Sweaty palms.
Yeah, I think a little bit, but it's gonna be fun. If you're watching this on video, cheers.
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 Cheers, friend.
Where's your wine?
Sorry, down here.
I'm a first timer here, so.
Well, I've never drinking wine on them, I guess.
Cheers. Oh. Okay, so let's get into the episode. It's gonna be juicy. Okay, so in case you haven't listened to all the other episodes, there are 4, and they cover pretty much everything. The first episode, I really went into detail on a lot of things, like all my favorite vibrators and things are in the first episode, so usually people ask me like every time that, so just go listen to the first one. And each episode, I have a different friend on, so there's lots of good perspectives and good advice, and each time we answer your questions, so... You guys sent in a bunch of questions again and also some scandalous stories, sexy stories. So we're just going to be asking the boys and Emma what they think about the questions, what their responses are, and then also reading some scandy stories. So it's going to be good.
Where should we start? Something.
Good icebreaker.
Yeah, something.
Ease into it.
Yeah.
Or just go straight at it.
Start off with a bang, I guess. Here we go. Ready, guys?
Yep.
Ready as well.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Hello, Rohini. Thank you for taking the time to read my submission. If not, I've learned so much from the other episodes and look forward to listening to them. For future knowing, because I like to be super prepared, how do you get over the fear of looking weird or not looking attractive when he looks down at you giving oral? Which,
I think this is great for the guys.
Yeah. So the question is, how do you not look so... Like,
how do you not think that they look weird, or how do you not
like look she's weird? Worried about you thinking that she looks weird, which
I've never.
I mean, I think in this situation, you really just have to own it. I mean, it's not like I don't know, like you're down there, you're doing your work, you know, And you gotta be into it. You know, it's like,
I don't think the guy cares at all. I mean, like, if you're going down on him, he does not care.
Well, wait, is it the other way around?
No.
Oh, if you're going down on him.
Yeah.
A, he's gonna be stoked. Yeah. Like 10 out of 10, he's gonna be like, having a great time. But like, I mean, you can bring it up to the next level and you can have like, I don't know, you can have the eye contact if you want, or you can just be focusing on the work. Like, seriously, like that's, I mean, you got to be enjoying what you're doing and it's going to, I don't know, it's going to work out.
A, but the point to take home here is A, he's going to be stoked. Like, like in porn, I don't know if you guys watch porn, but in porn, they always show how the girls act. Like, it's just, that is hot, I would assume.
I mean, confidence in any situation is going to be like hot.
Yeah.
So just own it.
You're not going to look weird. He's going to think it's hot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, he's getting his dick sucked. He's very happy about this. So don't worry. Yeah. Don't worry. Don't worry. Just that's not something like you really have to worry about at all, I don't think.
Yeah. I mean.
No, it's interesting. I never thought that would be something of concern. It's not really something you can mess up. Like, don't get in your head because he's liking it.
Yeah. Okay. Next, same girls. Next question. Also, do guys lose interest when talking about what a girl wants during sex or what she does to please herself? He told me that it's hot and would like to see and hear me do it myself since we're long distance. Maybe it's my overthinking, but sometimes these thoughts of giving too much of myself arise. Any advice? I hope you have a lovely day. Do you guys lose interest in talking about what a girl wants during sex or what?
There's like two questions in there, I think. Because the first one was,
do you guys lose interest when talking about what a girl wants?
Like a girl telling you what? No, I don't think so, because it just makes your job easier in making. Yeah.
It's our job to please the girl, right? So, I mean,
that's a real man, ladies. So, listen to that shit.
So
gentlemen, listen up.
Yeah. Gentlemen.
So a girl telling you that, like, that's only going to make it easier.
It makes your job easier.
Yeah.
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 Well, and wouldn't that be hot too?
Like, yeah. Like, there's that part too.
And especially if you're long distance and you're doing this over the phone, like, you need to know, like, you need to be describing these things in detail. And again, like, just be confident about it. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you're already, sounds like you're already talking about it on the phone. So yeah, just get after it and have fun.
You should hold the mic closer. It's supposed to be a fist, and you're holding it like out of
here. She's got the headphones.
Yeah, closer is okay. No, closer is better.
Okay. Closer is better.
Not that close.
Okay.
But you're holding it like out of here.
Yeah, just like here.
I don't know what to do with my hand.
Just like here, like this.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. Confidence is always key, and if the guy is like worth a grain of salt or whatever that expression is, worth his salt. I don't know what that expression is.
Worth his salt,
then like he will be interested to hear what you want.
You could probably say anything and
anything related seriously. To sex.
Yeah, honestly.
He'll be intrigued, to say the least.
I really like the way you play COD. You know?
Maybe not that.
Okay, this is a bit of a medical question, so we might not be too qualified to answer, but we'll try.
We're not doctors.
Well, we're not professionals. We just have sex regularly.
I'll take a look. I had a shirt that said that.
Stetson on the case. I'll take a look. Oh, that's good. That's some frat boy shit.
Who's man? What? Who's man?
Who's man?
Who's man is
man,
that?
Man.
Oh. I was like, is that a doctor? I was really lost. I thought you were saying, whose man? Like, doctor, who's man? Whose man's? Okay, next question. Hi, Rohini. I absolutely love listening to your sex talk episodes. I never thought I would ever submit a question, but me and my boyfriend were just about to have penetrative sex for the first time today, but we could not get him inside me. IDKY. I feel a little embarrassed. Am I too tight? Is his dick too big? Was I just nervous? IDK. Could use some advice.
Reminds me of the first time that we had sex.
I know. I've told the story before, but it didn't come to a close, let's just say.
I mean, it could be, if it's the first time, you guys are probably just nervous. So it's probably like a combination of the both. Like,
yeah.
You're probably too nervous to be turned on. He's probably too nervous to be turned on. And then it's just not going to flow.
I heard recently that to actually have an orgasm, you have to be in this certain like relaxation response mode, like in your brain. Like you can't do it unless you're a certain level of like relaxed, which makes sense.
That makes sense. Yeah, you can't be stressed or nervous. Or... Yeah.
So I would just say get lube next time if you don't.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I was going to say it might not be wet enough. Yeah. Like if it doesn't go in.
Yeah. Get some lube and just like relax, like have fun. It's okay. Just, I don't know, do something spicy before. Some foreplay.
Yeah. I think you should probably just explore each other's bodies more, not just try to get penetration.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Like, go. Yeah, just
spend your time. Don't get right to the finish line.
That'll help you relax and like turn you on.
Yep.
Wear socks. That's supposed to help too.
Wear socks. Wait, what? Please elaborate.
For girls.
What?
Did you guys get cold? Is that why?
Yeah.
Please elaborate.
I don't know. I just read that a long time ago somewhere.
In high school, you're like, please don't keep wearing socks.
It helps with girls get, I guess.
Wearing socks.
Wearing socks keeps your feet warm. Yeah.
You heard it here on
that. You heard it here first,
like
folks.
I said, I'm not a doctor, obviously, but.
Helps keep your feet warm.
Yes.
Yeah. Keeps your feet warm so you're more relaxed, I guess. I don't know, man.
I have never heard this. Jesus. Okay. Hot tip. But yeah, I would just say, you know, try again, relax. Like, take it slow.
Foreplay.
Have lube.
Yeah, don't worry about it if you guys, like...
And especially if you're together. If you messed it up a little bit
on the first time, so did we.
Yeah, so did we. And look at us now, having amazing sex. But
the
first time, don't worry about it. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Try again.
Yeah. If you don't succeed, try again. Oh, here's a good one. My question. Do you think that sex is overrated? And what is your opinion, stories, thoughts, experiences on anal sex? So, do you think sex is overrated, boys?
Two questions there.
No.
Yeah, short answer, no. I think...
No.
Sex is a very complicated thing, right? I mean, if you are using it just as, like, a physical thing, I think it can be overrated. But, like, when you, like, tie in, like, the mental connection and everything else that comes along with it, like, it's a pretty powerful drug.
Oh,
beautiful, Stetson. Couldn't have said it better myself.
The doctor.
The doctor is Dr. in. But it's really true. In my opinion, sex is absolutely not overrated. I think it's a little underrated.
Yeah, probably.
Like, I think some people are having pretty mediocre sex.
I think you have to also think about this question from a different perspective, though. Like, high school, like if you're younger or something, it could be overrated.
Like, they need to have it young is overrated.
Yeah, that for sure. Yeah.
I think you have to tie in like what Stetson said. It's like the emotional, mental connection makes it super underrated. But like if you're just having sex to have sex, like, you know, there's...
It doesn't go very far. And the risk to reward there too. This is
Stetson's whole thing is like risk versus reward.
I mean, seriously, like if you're in high school and you're like trying out different partners all the time, like it's like it's super risky. It's hard to have that connection though. Like you can't really connect with somebody like on one night on Friday and then go and make a connection with somebody on Saturday. Like, I don't know. That's my experience.
Yeah. Now the age parts, that's kind of important.
Take that into consideration.
Yeah. And I feel like if you're at a stage where you're just like, oh, sex is overrated, like none of this is good, then just like wait. Like you don't need to have it. Like wait until you can find someone that you can have a real connection with to have some good ass sex. Like there's no pressure. Like you're the only one putting the pressure on yourself to have sex. Like just get comfortable with yourself first.
Yeah, and we're all like weird and different humans, right? So it's like hard to find somebody that might like match up with you. And so like just wait until you find someone that's like worth it for, because again, the risk to reward, you know?
Right, Emma? Yep, right. Okay, so second question, what's your opinion, stories, thoughts, experiences on anal sex?
Oh yeah.
Let's hear the boys.
No, let's hear the girls first.
Girls have talked about this. First. We talked about this in episode.
Yeah, but remind the listeners.
I like it like about a maybe annual, like biannual occasion. Yeah. Like
we've said this many a times. It's like a drunk thing. Like
I actually think it's overrated for a lot of people. But I mean, use it twice a year. Is that because you want to do it twice a year? Or is that because you want to do it more.
No, yeah, twice a year.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So overrated.
Some people really like it, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm just...
But for guys, because, like...
As a topic of overrated.
I feel like there's this stigma. Rumor, yeah, sure. Stigma that, like, guys just want to put it in your ass.
Yeah, because it's dirty, and, yeah. You know, it's like...
But, like, it's supposed to be tighter. Like, no, I remember, like, that's what, like, I always heard.
It's dirty sex. It's, like, that's, like, forbidden. Oh, yeah.
The forbidden fruit. The forbidden back door.
I don't know. I think it's a novelty, like, in my opinion. Like, it's cool until you try it, and then you're like, oh, well, that's cool, but, that, you know, really, the vagina's better.
Vagina it's has wetter, the value.
It's wetter.
Vagina's and, much better value.
Better utilization, for sure.
Oh, my gosh.
It's more consistent, you know.
Yeah, but I would say we've talked about this before, but, like,
for toys are probably better than, like, actually sticking your
toys are better.
Okay, like, so yeah,
we use more toys
if you want to do little.
Yeah, you like toys more than
yes.
Like little butt stuff toys, like butt plug, little finger here and there.
I'm just trying to read the whole question. So.
But I think, I mean, for me, like, anal's fine. Like, I've had good experiences, but it was when I was really drunk.
Yeah. So
yep. Because you gotta have to be loose. Yeah, you gotta be real. You gotta be real relaxed. So yeah. But I mean, don't like think it's some holy grail that you need to do. Like, if it happens, it happens, and that's fun. But, like, it's not. At least from the men I've heard, it's not any better than regular sex.
Yeah, you could hear it from the guys here. They're not, like, jumping up and down. They're just like,
All young guys, like, everybody wants what they can't have until they get it, and it's like. Oh,
that's what that is. Okay,
but, you know, can't knock it till you try it, right? So you guys, get out there and try it.
Get out there.
That's really some good
Coach Stetson.
Okay, next one. Hi, Queenie Rohini. Long-time listener, first-time question asker, and happy to be here. I love that attitude. So positive. So I've been in a relationship with my current partner for over 2 years now, and we are both fairly open-minded individuals, but I've kept it pretty vanilla in the bedroom. I don't mind vanilla, TBH, and I don't have many crazy sex cravings, but I also feel like I have FOMO not venturing out into the unknown and not at least trying new, fun, sexy things. So my question is, how do you begin to introduce doing new things in the rumpus room when you've already been together so long? It feels weird to randomly out of the blue bring it up now. And to me, it seems more uncomfortable or awkward than doing those things in a fresh relationship. Thanks so much, Heen. Much love from Bali. Okay, can we come visit you in Bali? Like, that sounds so nice.
On my way.
Yeah.
I have a couple.
So how do you,
couple thoughts.
All right, Sage, you go first.
Okay. Well, the first thing I would say is if you're worried about, like, bringing it up, if you guys drink, it does help if you're, like, a little tipsy to introduce new things. Just saying.
The
so,
solution to everything. Yeah.
We're not alcoholics, guys.
No, but, like, seriously, that, like, if you want to, that would actually
in
help.
A good way, yeah.
But then the other thing I would say is just, like, just try, like, if you've only done two positions your entire relationship, try a different position. Or if you've never used, like, sex toys, just try something.
But, like, how does, like, she bring crazy. It up is the thing. That's her question.
Oh,
really.
I mean, if it was me, I would be like, hey, let's have a couple of drinks and then, like, go out and then come back and, like, have sex. But
I don't know, go out on, like, date night and then stop at Lover's on the way home. Or I don't know what they have in Bali, but, like, a sex store or something, you know, like, go and do it together. And then you could, like, look at things and, like, kind of talk about it and just be like, I don't know, let's just buy, like, one thing. And, like, then you get to go home and try it. And it's, like, exciting. And you're both like, oh, like, on your way home. And
yeah, it doesn't have to be, like, a position or something like that. It could be, like, the setting too. Like, you could be like, hey, let's go to dinner. And then, like. Like one time, Emma and I ended up in a parking garage. You know, after a few drinks, of course. Yeah,
I don't think I told it on the podcast.
I mean, like, on the flip side too, I like your idea, but also, like, if you just use, like, if you don't want to do that, like, the opposite is you could just order something off Amazon, it's like super discreet, and that's who led this.
That's what you do.
I did.
You. That's what you've done. Yeah. You're like, look, I got you a butt plug. I'm like,
This was like years ago, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, I haven't
ordered
anything recently.
I ordered it on my Amazon. on, baby. It's a butt plug. I'm like, oh, okay.
I don't think that's exactly how that went.
No, because I mentioned like, yeah, I'm kind of into it. And then like literally 2 months later, you're like, look.
It didn't come 2 days later? 2 months?
Amazon was a little slow that month.
Man, your memory is so much better than mine.
With the important things.
I got a random suggestion for you guys. If you're pretty vanilla, try coconut oil. It's a cooking oil. Mm. If you get an organic.
No shit.
Yeah. Also a great lubricant. Heat it up.
Yeah, that's what we use.
Just so it's warm. And
we don't even heat it up.
Put it
in the microwave so it's a
warming sensation.
And then you can do like a back massage with it first. You can do a nice massage. That's sensual.
We have done that.
And actually, fun fact,
coconut oil is actually very good for the woman's vagina because it's a natural like antibacterial. So you can actually use that if you have like things going on down there.
And from my perspective, it's like, I don't know. Somehow it enhances sensation. Yeah, for me.
Coconut oil is the shit. We have a jar right by the bed. Just keep there. Yeah. If you saw the Jay Alvarez video, use coconut oil, guys.
My buddy got me hooked onto it, and as a joke, I got him and his girlfriend.
My buddy got me hooked onto it.
I got him and his girlfriend. I got him a Costco size like gallon.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. Let me see what I would say to this question. I would say the main thing though is that you just have to have trust and you have to be comfortable with the person. So if you've been together 2 years and like you love this person and there's a lot of trust, like if they care about you and they want to like pleasure you, if you suggest something, I highly doubt that they're going to be like, I don't know, weird about it or make fun of you, or like they're probably just going to be excited and open to it and just want to talk about it if anything. Like if there's trust in the relationship, you know, nothing's off the table really. If that's what you're into.
I don't know. In the case that they're like hesitant, I mean, it could be self-conscious too. So you just have to be like cognizant of that.
Yeah, that's good advice. Yeah.
Just take baby steps or whatever you feel comfortable doing. Like if it's even just a small thing, like let's switch up the position get drunk and do something. I don't know.
Yeah, coconut oil. You heard it here first. Also, I think by the time this comes out, I'm doing a sponsorship with this CBD arousal oil. That shit's fire. Like, I got it sent to me for a sponsorship, but we've been using it every single time. Like, I really like it. So, you got...
oil for...
It's like for your clit.
Oh, it's lube. Okay.
No, they have lube. They have a lube too that we've been using, but it's like a clit stimulating oil and it's fire.
I was going to say like, yeah, I don't notice the difference, but that makes sense.
Sage, do you have a clit?
No, I do not.
You heard it here first. Sage does not have a clit. That's funny. I don't notice the difference.
Well, now I get why. Yep.
So, the brand is Foria Wellness. I'm going to be posting about it. But honestly, like, no cap. I know I'm sponsored, but that is actually, I really like it. And we also got really high the other night, and I used that, and that was probably top 3 orgasms I've ever had in my life. It was the most, like, visceral fucking sex experience. And after, I was like,
visceral.
Like, you need to get, that was nuts. That was just nuts. So, anyway, highly recommend. That's a very nice, like, thing you could just introduce. It's like, it's just some.
Because the guy won't even tell the difference.
He won't even know
it's
there.
All for you, baby. Okay.
Is it spermicidal?
Spermicidal. No. Don't. Let's not introduce that if that's not a thing. Get some people pregnant. Woo. Okay.
Oh. Give me a second.
Oh, this is interesting. Subject line is actually coming first? ? Hey, Heaney, I've recently started listening to the podcast and I'm already in love, so I thought I would email in for this week's episode. I'm in high school and I've been with my first boyfriend for 6 months now and everything is going great. We have a lot of fun, winky face, and I almost always finish first. As much as I enjoy it, it confuses me because I've always heard most women and people with vaginas tend to have a more difficult time finishing. I tend to feel a bit guilty because he rarely has an opportunity to finish. Any tips on lasting longer or feeling less guilty? I gotta say, girl, from what I've heard so far, you're a diamond in the rough.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Seriously.
Do not feel bad about that.
Yeah,
enjoy your God-given gift.
Honestly, that's good for the guy because he's like, oh, yes. Like, I made her come. That's awesome.
But well, and then is he not finishing
after? Not finishing.
Well, just let him finish. Can't you keep going?
Well, I don't know. Like, usually when you have one orgasm, you can have, like, five.
Yeah, if you can, just keep going.
Yeah.
Mm. I mean, I wouldn't be mad.
Try coconut oil.
Yeah, you could try some, like, yeah, like stimulating things for him.
Yeah. Well, that could be, like, if she, no, like, can't stay wet long enough him. Or something.
No, for him, he's the one not orgasming.
Yeah, yeah, but stimulants.
But if she comes first, maybe she's not staying wet. So then,
Well, I mean, I'm just totally speculating here after off of a couple sentences. But like trying to change the sensation. So like, I don't know. So like maybe you got to go down on him after come.
Yeah.
Or like, or good getting idea. Up and changing the position, like, or the rhythm, or like. I don't know.
Because I've never really heard of that, to be honest. I've never heard of, like, a girl finishing and then the guy doesn't, like, frequently.
Yeah.
So I want to know more details. I want to know more details. But,
just trying, like, to change it up. Like, change up the
Yeah, and going down on him is a good idea, too.
Yeah, like, just, yeah, since you got yours in, you got to work for his. I don't know.
Also, maybe you're, like, one of those rare special diamonds that can like orgasm just from penetration, because some people can't. So maybe that's a gift. Just yeah.
I'm sure he's fine.
Well, if he's not coming, then if he's not coming, then I mean that's.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, sure. But you're right. I forgot about that small detail.
Yeah, small detail that he's not finishing. So yeah.
But is it just because it's not long enough? Like,
we need more deets. We need more deets.
So many questions.
So many questions. Yeah. But yeah, try switching it up. Like Seth said, I like that. But congratulations for you. Like, own that shit. That's amazing. Love that for you. Okay. Okay. Howdy. Me and my high school sweetheart just got married after 6 years of dating. Sadly, he just started basic training and will be gone for 6 months total. We have agreed to have no sexual conversations, calls, or send pictures since he's never allowed to be alone, even to use a bathroom or shower. I know you and Sage have experience being apart, so I wanted to see what tips y'all have on what to expect or if I should expect any awkwardness when he gets back. I'm expecting it to be a short hello, lol, but I'm also already nervous about it since we've been pretty disconnected for so long. Also, any more tips or ideas for how to make it special, or should I not plan anything? Thanks, Heen. Sending lots of love from Texas. I feel like the first time I was nervous after not seeing you after.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what branch he's going into. It sounds like he's going to two schools back to back, but like boot camp, like actual basic training. Yeah. You will have very little contact. Like he won't, I mean, I don't think he'll have his phone, but you might be able to send letters and stuff back and forth. So like sexual stuff, not happening. And don't put it in the letter. God, like, because if they catch that they'll read it out loud.
Yeah. She said they're not.
So then after that, I mean.
It's more like the meeting. Like, what should.
Oh.
Like, should you make it special or like.
No, I mean, if you just make it special, now it's more pressure on you. So I would just like.
If you want to have some cute lingerie, so though, horny. Like, that's. Yeah. We literally. So the
horny.
Second yeah. that we got back to the hotel. After the graduation, like literally the fucking second we locked the door, we just had sex all over the hotel room. So
I took shower and then yeah.
Yeah.
Game on.
Shower first. Yeah, because he's a little sweaty. He's doing the color guard, whipping that shit around. So.
Hell yeah. White guard.
So, but yeah, I was a little nervous and I also was like, oh my God, like what if, you know, our connection isn't as good because we haven't seen each other in so long, but you've been together a long time. You're married. Like, just, you know, trust in the relationship. Like, it's still going to be there. It's not going to go anywhere. If anything, it's just going to be way hotter, way more intense.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
it's going to be great. But if you want to, like, get some nice lingerie, kind of make it the occasion that it is, then I think that's great, too, because then that's also, like, showing him that you are, like, thinking it's a special occasion and putting some, like, thought and effort into it, which I think
He'll be down for whatever,
He'll be very
excited. But if you are nervous about it, you know, don't make it a big thing because it'll happen.
I
don't know. How long is the longest time we've ever been apart?
3 weeks.
Oh my God.
With texting and all that in between. I'm sure. Yeah.
What was our longest? 5 months?
We didn't see each other for 5 months. Were you able to, like, be in the shower? And didn't you say you would hear your bunkmates, like, jacking off in the shower
No,
or something?
Not
or
in the
bed?
Shower, because the shower, you do shower drills. So it's like, if you're not doing shower drills, you're all in the same room taking showers. So it's like 20 showers.
So that's what she's talking about.
20 dudes.
But didn't you guys like jack off in bed or something? or no?
I never did. Yeah.
For months. Some,
well, 2 months. I mean.
So the first time we had sex.
The first time I jacked off was off base liberty, which is like week 7, which is like every dude does it.
Wow. That must feel really good.
Right of passage. The week 7. Fuck.
The week 7 nut. The week 7 nut. I'm so close.
Captain's log.
Captain.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay. So, yeah, I think we answered that question, but I'm sure it's going to be great. Get excited. It's going to be awesome. I'm sure you guys will just have sex all the time. Over and over. Yeah. Remind him of home, what he's missing. Next question. Hi, Rohini. I'm submitting a question for your podcast episode 5 of Sex Talk. I am wondering whether you have any advice about having very different sex drives from your boyfriend. My boyfriend and I live together, and I am someone who would like to get it on more frequently, but my boyfriend is usually more reluctant or just does not want it more often than usually. Also, as for recently, it feels like he doesn't initiate it. We have sex probably twice a week, and I really am not satisfied from only doing it twice. Also, sex is very basic, nothing interesting, and only once per time. I've talked about it with him, but things have not changed. Any tips? I do not want to seem like a predator. Your girl is struggling here. Thanks for taking the time to answer. Love the podcast. So first thing is like you having more of a sex drive than your boyfriend, which that actually, I was telling Emma before, all the other episodes, I've gotten a bunch of girls saying my boyfriend or partner has a lot like bigger sex drive than me. But this time I got a bunch of questions saying I have a bigger sex drive than my boyfriend, which is interesting.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
So like if you guys.
It definitely also can change like
you
know, weeks, months with different sex drives.
Yeah, definitely.
I think a lot of this is like based off your hormones. Like,
yeah.
Well, I mean, you want to get scientific.
Yeah.
That's where I'm going.
It is.
I mean, we've experienced this like we've gone like, I don't know, back and forth on this. I mean, for the most part. Emma beats me out, but she's got me beat. She's got
not
me
surprised.
Beat. She's got me beat by a few years and a few gray hairs. I'm starting to get gray.
Yeah, she's so young.
Yeah,
she's got a spring chicken over here. Chicken. I was gonna say that. Spring chickens.
But
so for you guys, if you have you're experiencing more of a low sex drive, is there anything you think contributes to that?
Yeah, or
like what have you noticed?
How do you up it?
Yeah, I mean. Well, exercise, that definitely helps. Working out, eating right, sleeping right. Those are the big ones. But honestly, I don't know. Like, I feel like if you're horny, like, the guy's probably, like, down at any time.
But
like
he's not. That's
well, then but just go down on him.
Like, well, yeah. Well, either that, like, are you actually, like, initiating it? And, like, he's like, no. Because if that, then, okay, yeah, that's, like, I don't know. But... like if you're not doing anything and you're like, man, I would just love to have sex right now, like the guy would be down if you just like started.
Most likely. Yeah. We don't most know.
Yeah, we'll play this game a little bit too, and like Emma wants it and I don't know, I'm just not feeling it or whatever, I'm tired, like I'm always working.
Yeah.
I'm always working, like Sage is always working, so you know, but like
we don't work. We're just the housewives.
We don't work.
So I'm always tired, and then, but like, you know, after Emma works for it, and like, everyone like, I mean, I'm always stoked that it happened, you know, like,
yeah,
I don't know,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm not like, dang, that sucks. I'm always like, I'm always like, damn, all right, you know, that's dope.
That is, yeah, that is true. Because like, if Sage is falling asleep or something, and then
I fall asleep like that.
Yeah, it's really, yeah, gotta get in there before the window closes. Yeah. But if I do initiate, like, you're always down.
Yeah.
So you gotta like it just depends. Like if you're initiating, you're like going down on him, yeah. Like, you know, foreplay, talking dirty, whatever, and he still just doesn't want to, then that's definitely like, you know, if you think it perhaps is something that's not normal, like that's maybe a conversation you guys need to have, because if your mental health directly correlates to like your sex drive. So, and also there's a lot of side effects from different medications that cause like low sex drive. So I don't know. A lot of these questions, like we need more details. But I think just being open is the main thing.
Yeah. And then, you know, if you want it, work for it.
Yeah,
which is true. It is true.
I mean, honestly, that right there, that's exactly right. Like, if you're horny or he's horny, like, just initiate it and it'll happen.
Yeah. If they want to.
Yeah.
Of course.
You'll learn, of course. You'll learn what they like no matter time or day, you know. You learn what they want. And you give it to them.
And you get what you want.
Yeah.
There you have it, folks.
There you have it.
But I also think like there's nothing, absolutely nothing to be ashamed of for having like a more
higher sex drive.
Yeah, higher sex drive. Like that's great. Send it.
Yeah.
Also, you can always pleasure yourself if he's not down.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then he might get jealous.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And then he might join in. So you never know. But I just say I have a conversation about it. Okay, dear Rohini and gang, this is the first time you guys are addressed in the email.
Squad?
And gang. I hope a squad. Hope you're having a great day or night, and I hope you can offer me any advice. I've been with my current boyfriend for over a year, and we're both each other's first serious partner, sexually and relationship-wise. We've been having sex for basically our entire relationship, and it's always been really good. But recently, we've been exploring kinkier sex. Turns out, I like being choked, having my hair pulled, and sometimes even butt stuff, scared face. And I really like that stuff most of the time. It even helps me orgasm quicker and stronger. But sometimes I just want something sweet, gentle, and loving. I want to feel like Daphne from Bridgerton. Girl, don't we all? The issue is that he's so into it. Like, it turns him on so much. And I feel bad about asking him to rein it in when he's so turned on. I know that I shouldn't feel bad and that he would 100% respect what I asked for. But I almost feel like I'm ruining the fun for him. Please help.
My first thought would be, like, if you want it to be more of, like, a sensual lovemaking, like, start out that way. Like, light some candles, do the coconut oil massage or whatever massage. And, like,
set that expectation.
Yeah, like, do a little makeout sesh. Yeah. Like, I don't know, just kind of, like, ease into.
Or like, try, like, a different time of day or night. Like,
Like, maybe you're not. Like,
not the parking garage.
That's not slow and passionate in
not
the garage? Oh.
But, yeah, I don't know, maybe just, like, kind of put that mood or vibe out there first, and then if that doesn't work, I mean, just talk about it.
Yeah. Interesting.
Or if he's got his hand on your neck, whatever, you just say, yeah, you pull that hand down, you know, like move it, you know, kind of gently guide.
Put it over your heart.
Did you guys hear that? She said, and move it and put it over your heart.
From your neck to your heart.
Right? Oh my god, that was so good, Emma. And if you want more sensual sex, simply move his hand from your neck to your heart.
He's pulling your hair.
To your heart. I don't know. But whenever I want, like sensual sex, I literally say, like, I want slow, romantic, passionate sex. Like, I say that at the beginning.
You can always finish it off a little bit rougher.
But at the beginning, I'm like, I want slow, passionate sex. I'm like, slow down. Like, just, I don't know. But I think you do have to kind of start it. Like, you got to, like he said, set the expectation.
The positions kind of open that up, too. Like, I don't know. If you're doing missionary and you're, like, hugging, it's kind of hard to get choked. I guess you could pull a hair.
You can pull a few hairs. Yeah, that's the best. But yeah, the candles, the massage, that always leads to like
some music, like slow music. Yeah.
Marvin Gaye.
Just set the scene. And I'm sure, like, I'm pretty sure he'd be down. All these things were like, we're pretty sure he'd be down.
He just needs a cue, you know? He needs the notice.
Guys need, like, they need to know what you want. Like, pretend like they're not that intellectual when it comes to sexual stuff. Like,
pretend.
Like, no, I'm serious. Like, even if I'm not dissing you guys, like, and you dudes out there, but like,
us guys.
Yes. Us guys.
I'm not used to having a, you know, I guess. No, but like, if you just assume that, like,
maybe he's just along for the ride, you know? Like,
genetically, we're made to do one thing.
Humans are, we're spiritual beings, but we're also monkeys. So.
Woo, deep quotes.
I mean,
we're spiritual beings, but we're also
male monkeys.
You want to fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, just set the expectation.
So, reproduce, not fuck.
Oh, sorry. Make love. Move it from your hair, your neck to your heart. That was so funny. Okay. Next one. Hey, Heaney, I'm writing to you about my current sexual delay. So a little backstory. I'm 19 and engaged to my fiance, who's 21, and we've been together for almost a year now. For this year of being together, I can say I've only been truly pleased with the sex maybe 5 times. And it's not like I don't love him, because I truly do, but I'm having a few issues such as the religion aspect, because every time we finish, I feel as though I'm going straight to the pits of hell. And I don't know how to stop that feeling. I don't know how to stop feeling that way. And second, I always experience pain as if my vagina somehow is ripping somehow, and I'm not sure what it could be, even with the use of heavy, heavy lube. Maybe it's just too thick. Haha. And thirdly, I'm always in my head about our location, because we don't live together yet, and we always have to find a place like his car or his barracks, which is military housing, and it isn't the cleanest due to roommates of his. So I'm also left feeling dirty afterwards. I would really appreciate your help, and I love your podcast. Whew, girl, there is a lot going on. Yeah, I think I've talked a little bit about like the religion aspect, because there's been a lot of other submissions. And that is like, that's something I personally can't comment on, because I was not like, I haven't experienced that. But in my opinion, if for what it's worth, I think that pleasure is one of the most important parts of life. And pleasure and sex is in the same for me, in the same vein as like pleasure from eating a good type of food or like laughing, or it's just like one of the best parts of life. And I don't think, in my opinion, I don't think God would want that to be a bad thing. Like, I think it was made that way for a reason. So, and I think owning that for you, like the more you can experience that with yourself, like for yourself, the more you can kind of own it, like with a partner too. But I know that's like a really hard thing to kind of overcome. So I can't personally comment on that, but, I feel like honestly that is like what's contributing to everything else. Cause if you're just like kind of stressed about it and feeling guilty, not in the moment, like that can make it not pleasurable and like make it painful.
Yeah. For the pain, I don't know, because we're not doctors.
But yeah, cause if you're using lube and it's like still not really going, I think that's probably like.
Try different positions too.
Perhaps try coconut oil.
That is Stetson's first recommendation. But yeah, perhaps try coconut oil. Also, perhaps try getting into pleasuring yourself and like starting with a vibrator, or like starting with him, like trying to make you come, or like at least get you warmed up, kind of like focus on that. Because there's, I mean, maybe he doesn't even know that you're not getting pleasure from it. Like he might not know. So.
Yeah, and then I don't know what kind of relationship you have with yourself, though. Like, but you should be into pleasing yourself and kind of understand your body first. And so, I mean, that wasn't elaborated on in the initial question. But, like, if you do that and know how that feels and all that, then maybe that'll kind of solve itself out.
I think that's, like, one of the best ways to kind of open the floodgates, because you know what you like. Literally.
Floodgates? Can we just have like a soft trickle?
Floodgates.
Oh, we want floodgates.
Floodgates.
What was that? The Italian volcano?
The Italian volcano. Yeah, so get comfortable with yourself first and your sexuality for you. And also, this is a great thing to go to a therapist about. I'm just going to be honest, because there's a lot of people that like specialize in this type of thing. And there's no shame in it, and you have your whole life to like figure this out. You guys are young and you're in love and you're married and all these things. Like, it's better to work on it now and just be open about it, so that in all these years in the future you can have amazing sex.
Yes. Also, try to get out of the barracks and have sex every now and then, because those barracks are nasty.
I was just saying, trade that setting for an upgrade, you know, like
get out, a hotel if possible,
or go on a nice like remote hike, I don't know. And,
get an Airbnb vacation for a weekend or something. Weekend getaway.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think like a lot of that is just something you got to work on for yourself. If you like journaling, definitely would recommend journaling. Oh, Sage has his foot in my slipper. But we feel for you. It's going to get better. You got this. Just like get to know yourself and like be open about it with your partner, is what I say. That's fine. Okay. Hey, Rohini. Feels weird writing this, but is it okay to masturbate before you have lost your virginity? Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hell yes. 10 out of 10 would recommend.
Yes.
What about you, Sage?
Yes.
Sage, I mean, banana peel.
Oh, yes. We've heard that story.
I think I've told this already, but
I think, yeah, 4 out of 4 of the Acting My Age podcast
host today
would say yes.
All of us, I'm sure, masturbated before sex.
Yeah.
Yes.
So if you don't know how to do it yourself,
Sage will give you some tips. For men, grab your banana peel, warm it up a little bit.
Or coconut oil.
Jesus. I wish I knew about coconut oil, actually. Yeah. Banana peel was after I already had sex a few times. Thank you very much.
I have so many questions. But
there was like a lot of things that you were talking about.
Yeah. Okay, Emma.
Have you seen American Pie?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. No pie. No, I didn't. No pie. I guess when that movie came out, a lot of people did that.
Yeah, I'm sure. Okay, but I would say it is recommended to masturbate before you lose your virginity.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, for real.
Then you're not like scared, or like it's not such a foreign thing. Like, you kind of know. I mean, for girls, I bet your first time it's not going to be like, how, you know, you're gonna feel better masturbating than
absolutely most likely, unless you have been given a god from above. I'm not sure, but
so like your first time will not be as good as masturbating, but you'll at least like have some familiarity with feelings down there.
And your first time, I mean, it's like, I don't know, it's just you don't know what's going
all
on,
bets right? Are
like you just like everything's up in the air, and
oh my gosh,
and it's in.
and then it's over.
And unless you're that girl that we were talking to earlier finishes first,
which is amazing,
then I bet you within a minute it'll be over.
Yeah. And he won't.
And she'll be disappointed.
Yeah, she'll be disappointed. So, yes, absolutely recommend masturbating first, because then you know what pleasure feels like and ultimately what you should hope to get out of sex. And what doesn't feel good, all that. So, and it's just confidence. It's a confidence thing. So, yes, just do it. Just do it, girlies.
I can beatbox in between. Are there any like band questions? Any band geeks out there? Because from American Pie, remember the band geeks are like the horny ones? That's what I want to ask you viewers out there. Who's in the band? And also, how has COVID affected you? Because, damn, I feel like the band geeks get screwed out of this whole thing.
Where is he going?
What's happening right now?
Well, A, band geeks equal being horny per American Pie. Oh.
So,
do you not follow this?
No, I'm not like, going to the
podcast. All right, I have to leave this podcast now.
Cut.
Put it in.
No,
that's funny.
No,
okay.
What do you got to say? Henry, what do you think about sex?
Henry, what's your opinion?
All right, guys, we're an hour in. What kind of content do we have?
Welcome back. Brief interlude. That was Emma's idea.
Nice.
Doing. Okay, so a lot of the questions that you guys sent in actually were very similar. So I think we kind of covered most of your questions, and we have a few juicy sex stories that I want to talk about. Oh, and then I thought we could all just share some of our stories or anything that we have to say about sex. So, okay, this is kind of funny. This one just made me chuckle. So, boy, oh boy, it's hot and steamy in here. Ugh, the way that I have truly loved these episodes, and my boyfriend always knows when I've just listened to one because I'm usually extra kinky that day. I love that. If my impact is making people have kinkier sex, like, I'm so fucking proud. Like, that is so great. Okay. Honestly, same though. So, yeah. I'm talking dirty as fuck, LMAO. What? Okay, moving on. But in all seriousness, these episodes have boosted my confidence in bed, made me almost cry laughing, and given me so many tips and tricks. So thank you, Queen. Yay. Now my story time. My boyfriend and I have been together for 4 years, and we waited 6 months to do the deed because I was raised in a Christian household church where they always preach toxic purity culture. My boyfriend totally respected my decision for wanting to wait until marriage and literally choked on his chicken fingers at Raising Cane's when I told him I changed my mind. Which just is so funny to picture. Yeah. He's like, wait, you want to do it? Dead ass, I just casually told him on a date that I wanted to get down and dirty. My king wanted to ensure that I had made the right decision. So he told me, he gave me a week to think it over. That's so sweet. Every day he would ask me, okay, how do you feel about it today? And if all 7 days I said I still wanted to, we would. That's so nice. That's
like so sweet.
Like, such a sweet, God. Literally king. Yeah, king, king, king. The time finally came, and oh my gosh, was it? She did the drooling face, the like hot tongue out sweating emoji, sparkles, and the heart emoji. When two horny teenagers wait 6 months to fuck, that shit is insane. We couldn't stop. And the thing is, we literally would do it at his house with the door open while his parents were home. We were always in the mood, and high key, we are still the same. Okay, so the main story I wanted to share that makes me fucking cry laughing is... One day, my boyfriend and I were at his house and knew his mom was about to come home. We were home alone and wanted to so badly have sex, but we knew we had to do it somewhere that we could see the driveway in case she pulled in. Well, his little brother's room is the only room that has a window facing the front of the house, so we deadass fucked on his bed. I felt so bad, but at the same time, I didn't give a shit. Also, it wasn't that bad. We laid a blanket down so we weren't on his sheets. We were so into it, bed rocking, going crazy, then finished. We both got dressed super fast and cleaned up the blanket so our secret was safe. Well, the next morning, his little brother came into his room and was wondering how the fuck his Monsters, Inc. mug from Disneyland fell off his bed onto the floor. My boyfriend just convinced him that he's a heavy sleeper and moved so much he knocked it over. To this day, he thinks he moved so much in his sleep that he knocked it over and didn't wake up. Damn. I hope this makes sense because it's so hard to explain over email. Anyway, hope y'all get a good laugh. That's funny. I know. I too. Just imagine, like, how the heck did my Monsters, Inc. mug fall off my shelf? He's like at breakfast, like, guys, it's so weird.
it reminds me of a story that I had in high school. We had a party. My parents were gone, so my friends and I broke into my parents' house, had a party. What? And one of my friends slept in Jessica's, my sister's bed. And, like... I don't know, a week, they like made the bed when they were done. Like a week later, my family and I are having dinner and Jessica, my sister, is like, you guys, I have a ghost in my room. And she was convinced she had a ghost in her room. And we're like, what are you talking about? She's like, well, I didn't make my bed before the weekend. Oh. And I came home and the bed was made.
Whoa.
And my parents were like, oh, Eric probably had a party. And I was like, yeah, Eric probably had a party. My brother.
The ghost thing in her room was like a long running story though. So I think she, because when I would sleep over, she's like, this room is haunted, just so you know. And she would do scary ass shit. Like I've told Emma this already, but no, but she would, because she's really flexible. Mm-hmm. And so I'd be in her twin bed for a sleepover and then she just, and she also has a lazy eye. So she would kind of like milk that sometimes to scare me. And she would, and she, because I'm younger than her. I'm 2 years younger than her. So when we were friends, I was in like sixth grade. And she would like, we'd just be laying in bed and then she'd go into like this crazy back bend, tweak her neck and like roll her eyes back and pretend like she was possessed. And I would just start screaming. I'm like, Jessica, what are you doing? She's like, ah. She would scare the shit out of me like frequently.
Great sex
story. But anyway.
Good one.
Oh my God.
Emma does that.
Anyway, that's a funny story. Jessica, love you.
But yes, that was a great sex story. It made me think of that.
Yeah, yeah, that is funny. But that is funny with the bed. We have a ghost. That's funny. Okay, I need another story.
Come on, dog.
Okay, honestly, I feel like that's good for the submissions. Because they were all, yeah, I thought I had more, but I don't know. At this moment, I cannot go through all of them. But let's see. Let's ask some like rapid fire questions for the boys. What can we think of? Here, wait, let's pour the rest of this wine out.
I kind of want to bring up a question that we had on our last sex talk that you and I were trying to answer, but it was more of like a male's perspective. Yeah. So we're just going to bring back the question, because we had like a few questions last episode where girls were asked like nervous or like worried about them like smelling bad and like worried about what a guy would think, or like, you know, I just don't know if I'm going to like smell good down there. And like, so what, from a guy's perspective, like, how would you answer that? Like, I'm nervous of smelling bad.
Yeah. So smell, I mean, I don't know. That's totally related to your hygiene, right? So if, you know, you go to gym class and then you decide to let him go down on you, that's one thing, you know, like, you know, so that's, that's one scenario. And then like, I don't know, just on the average, I guess a guy's not really gonna care. He's gonna be like we were talking about earlier, like guys are pretty simple and we're geared to do ultimately one thing.
Do the deed.
And so anything that's gonna help that happen, we're down.
And yeah, so, I think there's a tolerance level though. Like, like, let's be real, there's a tolerance level. So like, and probably the more you're, maybe I won't say that, but so like,
what?
No, you're good. You're good. No, thanks. Not you. Nothing.
Not me.
No, I'm not talking about you. Yes, past I'm girls. Like... No, never. Yeah, never a problem.
thank you, honey.
But yeah, like hygiene and then diet also has a huge part of it.
Yeah.
That's something.
Eat clean, bitch.
That's something to keep in mind.
Plant based.
But like, if my advice would just be like, if it's like you're dating, like you're just recently dating or been dating for only a little while, I would prioritize it.
Yeah,
those to be wet honest. Wipes. Yeah, they have like wipes
honey
and
pot,
stuff.
The Honeypot wet wipes. They're pH balance, women-owned company formulated to, you know, because some wet wipes will actually fuck up the pH in your vagina, which is not good. So Honeypot wet wipes are good if you need that. Also, like what we said in that episode was, if you're really worried about it, just taste yourself. That's what we said.
Well, and like, I think foods that you eat that day can influence taste too.
Well, because I feel
guys
like,
too.
Yeah. I feel like,
yeah,
you're like on the like normal day to day, it's like you're not gonna smell bad.
No.
Yeah. So I think girls just like extra worry about that, like especially like in the beginning, because it's like they don't know.
Yeah.
So they're like extra.
There's also
worried.
Like a pussy taste that most guys probably like. So
signature pussy taste TM trademark.
Yeah, and I mean everybody's different, right? So I don't know. Like some people are just naturally going to have more of a taste than others. And so
Seth has a lot of experience. Hey,
so there's things that you can do, you know,
with Emma only.
Like they're talking about diet. I mean, you can add in different lube. Like ultimately
tasty lube.
Once you get going, like your saliva is going to kind of overcome most of that. Like, so
coconut oil
also is like relatively tasty,
and it'll also clean up whatever's going on down there. So
yeah,
good point.
That so yeah,
very valid.
Coconut oil is king.
Saliva
queen.
Saliva's pretty good all around as well.
But overall, like, not that big of a deal, especially if you love the person or like you're in a relationship, you really want to be with them. Like, you're kind of
can sometimes be an acquired taste.
An acquired taste, like a fine wine, gets better with age.
Gets better with age and like moldy.
Yeah.
Just like when you take his hand from your heart up to your neck, it's acquired taste.
Or backwards.
No, or
intentionally. Yeah.
Oh, what else? Okay, everyone, what's your favorite sex position?
You know, I don't know if I can just narrow it down to just one.
Well, that's the question.
What?
No, I'm just kidding.
If you had to have one more for the rest of your life.
One more?
One last one. Only one.
Oh.
Honestly, if I had to have one for the rest of my life, it'd probably be missionary.
Yeah.
Because you could like switch that up so many ways. Mm. Like legs up, legs down.
True.
Like,
all right.
You could
good
look
answer.
At each other. Like...
Yeah,
missionary.
I didn't want to be that vanilla, but yeah, me too.
I would say that too.
Yeah, it's probably underrated.
Missionary or doggy, like.
But doggy for the rest of your life, you'll
that's a lot.
Like, look, you'd have to look back at it.
Yeah, so yeah, missionary for sure.
Do it in the mirror.
Oh. Hi.
Thinker over here.
Yeah, missionary. What about you, babe?
Yeah, no, I agree with what
Noah said. So we all agree missionary.
We're all plain vanilla ice cream.
Guys, we do have good sex, but I don't know why missionary gets a bad rap, honestly. Because it's with a guy who doesn't fucking know what's going on.
Soaking? You're soaking? Can we talk about
soaking? Oh, yes, soaking. Wow. I just learned about soaking on TikTok. Did I not tell you about soaking?
Yeah, you did.
You just learned about it?
One of you guys did.
I thought I learned about it on TikTok, but maybe you told me.
No.
So whoever asked that they were either doing it, they were doing a long distance relationship, and one was on basic training for 6 months or whatever.
Yeah,
they should initially try soaking as a tease. Let's see how it goes. And time. Let's see how long it lasts.
Oh my gosh, Stetson is giving you
under
a hard
45
time.
Seconds.
If guarantee you don't know it. What soaking is, just learned about this from TikTok, but apparently Emma told me to, but I just didn't remember.
We were all on the couch.
45 seconds. Soaking with coconut oil.
God damn it. So it's basically in the Mormon community.
Yes.
People do this because you can't have sex. Like, it's not allowed.
Don't discriminate. All sorts of communities soak.
Really?
Yeah, but who?
Pretty sure in Mormon community.
Recently.
It was probably us.
Anyway, you basically just stick it in and you do not move at all.
Yeah,
yeah, but who was saying, like, movement. Then you have your friend jump on the bed.
What? That was not
That was from TikTok. I saw that on TikTok.
See? Okay, then yeah, we did see it somewhere.
I saw it on TikTok.
Okay.
You jump on the bed.
So then you have your friend jump on the bed. So then your friend is causing the movement, not you. So God isn't mad at you, is what it is.
Okay.
And also,
that is some fucked up fairy tale shit.
Yeah. And also, it's been on TikTok lately, and they like go get married in Vegas for the weekend, have sex, and then get divorced by the end of the weekend. Like all these little loopholes for the Mormon like sex.
I don't know that. Let's be clear, that's definitely not the majority.
No, not the majority whatsoever. No shade if you're Mormon. We have lots of Mormon friends, like for sure. But I've just heard about soaking.
Like very far.
Just talking about soaking as like a sexual activity.
That's your favorite position.
No.
You just stick it in and wait.
I was simply saying for those people that are super stoked to have sex.
He'd just be like,
I think I've fallen asleep that way.
Yeah. You've fallen asleep that way?
Nice.
You've done that?
Yeah, you fall asleep soaking?
Like after sex and your penis is still in, and then it's like you're soaking.
After sex and your penis is still in?
We either haven't done it or haven't done it for a very long time.
Or haven't done it intentionally.
Like after you're done having sex and the penis is still in.
That literally never happens.
Well, Emma, we pull out.
He pulls out.
That's right.
I'm like, literally, what?
What do you guys do?
Because Sage won't get me pregnant, so he just
strong.
Literally too strong. No birth control.
I'm soaking all the time. What are you talking about?
Let me tell you about soaking, everybody. These two are missing out.
There once was a story
all about how my penis got soaked all upside down. And my mom got scared.
Right there. I'll tell you how I came the prince of the soak in up in there.
How I'm soaking up in there. Okay. What's another good sex thing? You guys have any good sex stories that you didn't already tell?
No. I'm sure Sasson does.
Did we ever talk about the first time we had sex?
No, I don't think so.
I mean,
the first time ever?
You two? Or,
yeah.
Or you're in
no,
your
no,
what about the first time
our,
I
no, not us. Yeah. I mean me and Rainey.
I mean,
you
like,
know about that, guys? That's actually why we're so close. We actually hooked up.
Oh, got it. No, what I meant was like you and your respective.
Did she do the Jessica trick?
No.
What? What did you say?
Her eyes rolled back and I just knew.
The Jessica trick.
Oh my God.
Love you, Jessica. No, first time we had sex, we did the pull-out method like you guys are talking about.
Yeah, pull it was our first
time.
Strong.
And
one time, that's
so we'll do a little backstory first. When I was 4 or 5 years old. I swear this is going somewhere and it'll all
tie together.
Do you
have some video transitions for this?
Story time. We were camping and I got bit on the face by a spider. My eye got swollen shut. And my family and everybody called me One-Eyed Emma. So fast forward a few years after that, we have sex for the first time. Stetson pulls out and just comes straight up into my eyeball.
Sniper.
And so I have one eye shut and Stetson's like freaking out because he doesn't know I'm going to react. Like we...
First time.
We knew each other, but not for that long. And so he like runs to the bathroom to get a towel and he's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And I'm just laughing. Whoops. I'm like, well, whatever. This is actually really funny. Sweet like, name, but and so naturally I tell all of my friends what happened and my birthday happened to be like the next weekend. And so my friends and I are at my parents' house and we're drinking and my mom's with us and my mom somehow brought up the story of One-Eyed Emma when I was a kid and got bit by a spider. And we're like laughing and my mom's like, I have a picture. And she like ran up to find a freaking framed photo of me with literally a swollen eye shut. And my best friend goes, oh yeah, like we still call her One-Eyed Emma, but for different reasons. And my mom's like, oh, what reasons? And then my friend's my friend's like, oh yeah, the same reasons. Like, and yeah, it was a good story.
One-Eyed Emma makes a return, a comeback.
Sorry, Kisa.
Yeah, come back in the eye.
come back. That happened to
us when I was still in high school, and you came in my eye.
We were both still in high
school. We were both,
For the record.
But he came in my eye and I had to go home right after. And my parents, my dad, probably thought we waited until marriage to this day. Let's just let him think that. Mm-hmm. And so I told him that I was making tea with lemon and I squeezed a lemon in my eye. And that's why my eye was swollen shut and red.
It wasn't swollen shut.
It was swollen and red as fuck.
Well, so we never did that again.
Yeah. Well, did you do that on purpose? Yeah. I wasn't aware.
No.
Did you think about that one time?
I was going to say that like
a couple times later, refine the shot a little bit.
So it didn't get in the eye.
Nice. Yeah. So pulled out and landed.
No. So there was later another time. You have great aim, babe. Mm-hmm. So we were having sex and he pulled out and... he was like looking at me like, oh, I don't know what to do. And I opened my mouth and I pointed at my tongue and he came and it literally landed on my tongue.
On command.
On command.
Wow.
Sniper.
Salute nice. The troops.
Yeah, nice.
Good shit. I'm trying to think what else. What would be like?
I don't know, man.
Can you think of your favorite... What, like one of your favorite sex experiences between you guys? Like favorite orgasm, favorite?
I'm trying to think of like for the listeners. Like,
sorry, Seth.
What should we ask the girls? I feel like we
ask the girls something juicy. The ladies.
What are you as girls, now that you're relatively experienced, what are you most self-conscious about in bed?
Oh.
Probably if I fart.
Fair enough.
I would say queefing after doggy, but that's just, I mean, I don't really, because it's just
a well-known
it's thing. Just yeah. Science.
I feel like queefing's not bad, but like I've never farted during sex.
No, but that would I be self-conscious?
Oh, okay.
Though,
you know? Like that would be the one thing I would be like, oh, I don't want to fart. Like,
that's a pretty,
I don't even want to fart not having sex, so it's like...
I can say I've been nervous about the same thing.
Nice.
Okay.
I think that's a mutual concern.
I would say, like, at the beginning, I was just self-conscious about, like, everything. Like, in high school, I'm like, oh my God, what does my face look like? Like, what do I sound like? What is this? Like, all of that. Like, all the questions that we get, it's, like, very normal at the beginning to really be... In your head about all that stuff.
There's so many variables.
So many variables.
That you're just like, whoa, it's all crazy. And then ultimately you're just getting it on and like, you don't care. when you're in the moment, you don't care what you look like. You're just feeling it.
Yep.
That's why I feel like self-conscious now. Like, I don't really feel self-conscious. But like, also we've been together forever and like, I feel like I'm pretty confident. I don't care. But yeah, if I fart, like, I feel like that just kills the mood.
Yeah, that was
farting good. Is not.
Like, what if it's smelly? Like, I
mean. Hopefully they're not as smelly as Nido's.
That's horrible.
Yeah, that dog.
Instant mood killer. Yeah, I would say I'm not self-conscious about really anything anymore.
It's kind of like dancing if you think about it. When you're like first dancing, like you ever had your first dance, you're always like, oh man, I don't know how this is gonna go. And then
once you get in the groove,
yeah,
all right, feeling it. Switch that. What are you guys self-conscious
about? Yeah, what are you
farting for sure? lasting long enough for you.
Probably,
You're self-conscious about that? Do you guys care?
We've discovered something, ladies.
Well, you know, I do my best. That's all I can do.
Well, I would say that's probably accurate, because if you don't, I give you shit. So,
yeah, that's true. But I don't know if I would, like, I don't go into it self-conscious. But I definitely.
But yeah. if you come too soon, you're like, oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Well, good night.
Sorry, good night. Yeah. Try again soon.
And then it's like, okay, round two. No,
yeah, exactly. I'm like, okay, I'm ready still. Come on, round two. He's like, maybe in a few hours.
Yeah, I don't know. That's probably it.
Okay. Anything else?
Yeah. What feels the best during head?
Yeah, I'd have to say a twist at the top.
He had that ready, like
very
a chicken.
Well,
twist at the top.
Mouth and hand, yes.
Mouth and hand, the combo as you go down. Phenomenal.
You heard it first, ladies.
Yeah, maybe work in some coconut oil in there too.
Yeah,
add some flavor.
Twist, but yeah. If I think everyone knows it now because of Call Her Daddy, but hand and mouth, twist and suck at the same time.
Is that where you learned that?
I mean, that's just
me?
Like.
No,
blowjobs 101, but.
I didn't mean that as a roast, but you did.
No, Call Her Daddy. No. I learned that before.
Saying that's
call
okay,
like
well, I don't know.
I'm saying that's like blowjobs 101, but Call Her Daddy,
have,
like.
Gluck 3000?
Yeah, the Gluck.
Yeah, that's what they named that technique.
Oh.
But if you watch porn, gone. That's
it's
like.
Numb.
Yeah, I mean, that, I feel like that's just like.
It's numb. Okay.
Not that old.
Okay.
Sage, what about you?
Yeah, no, I already said it.
What
mouth
say?
And hand.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So the same. Yeah.
Same.
Well, no, Sesame's
like,
is different.
I think a big,
twist at the top.
Yeah, twist at the top is good.
With your hand, not your mouth.
Rhythm, I think.
Don't
like,
get whiplash.
A, you got to think about what is your goal when you're giving head. Are you trying to get them warmed up? Because the previous issue that we talked about us guys being self-conscious about, especially us younger and less experienced guys, are definitely going to be like popping
fast.
Yeah. If you're just going down on them, so
like
you guys think
first blowjob,
right? Yep. So you got to think: A, are you the person that is your partner is coming for you, or B, is your partner not coming at all? So like, if you're that person, you need to be working extra hard when you're going down. So I would have these. This advice to give to you, I'd say A, twist at the top. B, you gotta have some rhythm. All right, you get some rhythm and you build it up. Yeah, it's just
and then
yeah.
C, enthusiasm.
Yes.
C,
yeah. Eye contact. I don't know. The jury's out on eye contact.
Honestly, that is a question I have had.
Yeah, the jury's out.
It's whatever.
It's whatever, but it's not making
sometimes
a big
it's
difference.
Sometimes great. Sometimes it's like, yeah, okay, cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like,
just focus on the task at hand.
And stop getting distracted, please. Stop staring at me.
Yep. Just focus on the rhythm and the twist at the top. And
a lot of spit. Spit on that dick. Spit on that dick. As we said last time.
Mm-hmm.
Moisture is key.
Yep. Mm-hmm. What tips would you girls like to give us guys about going down on you?
Oh. Fingering at the same time.
Yes.
Mm. Easy.
One, two,
and
three, or.
Oh, I was. Oh, I thought we were going to say it at the
or
same time. I thought you were
also,
counting down. We were going to
also,
say fingering at the same time.
Or.
One, two, three. Fingering at the same time.
Or the classic two in the pink, one in the stink.
Shocker.
Oh, my God.
Depends. I mean,
I would say two. Or I don't know. It doesn't really.
You don't even know.
As long as you're going like.
You don't even know.
No, I don't know.
You do the
come here.
You do this.
Come here.
Come here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, eating out and the come here at the same time.
One, two, or whatever.
Doesn't I can't ever tell. I always ask him, and he's like, no, two. I'm like, one. He's like, no, three. You don't know.
Talk just like that. That's my sexy voice. No, three.
He goes, one. I'm getting hot.
Yep. Mouth and hands, just kind of like
gentle, very gentle with the mouth.
Yeah, don't go like crazy on the clit.
No teeth, no braces.
What about sucking of the clit?
It doesn't really do anything for me, I gotta say.
I think on and off,
good.
I've heard you're supposed to lick the alphabet.
That's that is a it's like what thing, but I don't know if that's
say. Yeah. I've never noticed.
It's like, good, now
shit.
I know.
Fuck.
The whole time.
I made it to Q. Every time. I mean, Q works.
Q. Have you done that before?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah. Q every time.
Q gets ya.
I mean, I gotta do it like three times.
It's the circle with the slash.
I'm trying to. I haven't. First go? I don't think I've come that many times from eating out and like. Because that's not.
It's probably like I can count on one hand, two hands.
Yeah, because that means we're not really having sex. I don't know. It's like either or. I don't know. That doesn't happen very much. The first time was in his, right when he moved to college. I helped him move into college. We were in his single bed in his apartment in Santa Barbara. It wasn't even a twin. It was a single. Like, it was so small. Like, literally
my feet, like,
the width of one man. And that was the first time you ever made me orgasm from being eaten out. And I was like just ecstatic and then also pissed because you were about to be gone at college and that had never happened before. And I was like, yes, fuck. Like, he got it right before we didn't see each other for months. So
was not strategic.
I don't know.
No, I think I did the alphabet like three or four times.
Took a while.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's a question. Are you guys thinking, like, if it's taking a while, are you guys like, fuck, this is taking so long? Like,
I mean, sometimes my wrist is about to bust off. So, yeah.
Yeah. It's work, man. It's work. You got to get in there and you got to earn it.
I would say, like, 75% of the time, it's whatever. It's fine. It's not a big deal. But, you know, 25% of the time, sometimes you're like, oh my God.
I'm going to die. Yeah. Sometimes I really wonder how many, like.
It's kind of like a workout, right? I mean, if you go into a workout and you're not mentally prepared for it, like, you're going to be like, man, you're going to be dragging ass. But if you're mentally prepared for it, you're like, man, I want to get it in. I want to get this workout.
Getting after it.
Get this bread, you know? Then you'll be enjoying it and you'll get it. You get that bread. You eat it. You butter it. You toast it.
You butter it. You eat the bread. Is there anything you guys want to try that you haven't?
Yeah, don't you guys have like a subscription to Lovers?
I would like to do it on a plane. I've never done that.
Oh, yeah.
We tried. And then the one time when we had the opportunity, you were like, I'm tired.
Good job, Steph.
Was it like an overnight flight?
Yeah, we were flying to, it was like a 10-hour flight or something. And there was like, nobody on the plane. Mm. Like, nobody. It was like empty plane.
Stewardess would have known, but they probably would have given us high fives.
That's something I want to do.
Same. I feel like, first class, overnight flight. Go in the bathroom.
First class, yeah.
First class.
Make it fancy.
Yeah.
Well, if you
I'll
go
do
in,
it in coach.
But if you go in the bathroom in first class, there's barely any people that go in there. That was my thing.
But then everybody will see you because there's one bathroom for 10. First class, and everyone's looking at that bathroom.
But if you're sleeping,
versus
everyone's
going by like 125 people.
What about you guys? Anything you want to try?
Yeah, come on. Anything you want to try? Let us know.
Nothing on top of my head. But
nothing.
I mean, threesome.
What about?
I am warming up to the idea more than I have in the past. I am appreciating the female body more than I have in the past. I will say that.
Yeah, you just see her candles. They're very
sexual.
Explicit.
See that?
Yeah.
Do that the other day.
Is that a vagina candle?
You should see what I drew. I've drawn like that.
Oh, there's a drawing too. Over there. Yeah. There's a drawing like that that I found in the house. That I
remember when I drew that for Riley?
For Riley?
For his birthday, I drew like female bodies and I was like, happy birthday. Oh, that was really good drawing. Benny loved it.
No candles.
There, I'll show you the candle in the bedroom. It's the naked lady.
There's that.
And that, yeah. Like I said, just, and up there, there's a butt. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In the bathroom. Every time I go pee.
There's there's a butt. Right, yeah.
I feel like a threesome would be like, I don't know, a very challenging situation, especially being married and you have like, I don't know.
Like so you're just like, nope. I would rather have a foursome than a threesome or a more than four, but.
An orgy.
Yeah, an orgy, aka as it's known, which we talked about that.
Is that four or more? I think the definition of that. A threesome is three and then anything beyond that is orgy.
A foursome is a threesome plus one.
Oh, all right. Now we're getting into math.
We already talked. Okay, you got to listen to the last episode with Emma because she talked about their crazy sex story, which is honestly very hot and is very inspiring for me.
What was hot?
The one with chocolate syrup. Oh. Like, I talk about that often because I think it's so hot.
Not anymore, but...
Since that,
definitely
it's so hot because you're not like you didn't switch, so there was none of that pressure. It just was like hot.
Hot.
It was actually a pretty hot April evening. Yeah.
Set the scene.
Well, everybody, go get your coconut oil and what else? Your coconut oil, your
mod vibrator.
Yeah, mod vibrator.
Mod vibrator, and just explore your body and
be confident.
Yeah, and twist the top, and you're good to go.
Yeah, pretty much. I feel like I'm wondering as the episodes go on, like, because everyone asked me for more sex episodes, but then I've also covered so much stuff. Like, how many questions about sex can there be? You know.
Because you could study sex. You could be a sexologist.
That is very true.
So,
a sexpert.
But yeah, I don't know. I feel like just this time there was a bunch of questions that were very similar. So, yeah.
Get out there and explore.
Get out there and explore. Twist at the top.
It's like an adverb.
Explore yourselves. Explore.
That's the main thing. Like, if you're not confident with yourself. You're not going to be as confident in the bedroom. Like, get comfortable with your body.
Mm-hmm. And if not, just warm up some coconut oil.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You heard it here first. Okay. Thanks, gentlemen, for joining us.
Thank you.
It was nice to have some men on it. And we should do, like, a group one. Like, us and then Amber and Kaff and just do, like, a whole girlies night where we just laugh and talk shit, all that.
Sounds great.
Sounds great.
So thanks for listening, guys. Hope you enjoyed. Hope you got something out of it. And also, go listen to all the other sex episodes if you haven't already. There's lots of good stuff in there.
Thank you.
Love you guys. Bye. Thanks for listening. See you next week.
Bye.
Later.
Have sex.
Have fun, have sex.
Have fun.
Only if you're ready.
Be safe. Have fun, have sex, be safe.